Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with...
I'm Jenna Ballard. I am the production coordinator for the Watch Awards Washington Area Community Theater Honors.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time to join us. Hope you're staying safe during the quarantine and everything. Before we get into the awards itself, you know, this year's ceremony and winners and everything, tell me just briefly, tell our listeners, what's the difference between, you know, the Watch Awards and let's say like the Helen Hayes Awards? I know they hear the Helen Hayes Awards all the time, but what's more of your guys' niche?
Sure. The Helen Hayes Awards are for professional theater and the Watch Awards are for community theater. So our mission is to support and recognize community theaters around the D.C. area. These are folks who don't ever get paid, basically.
Gotcha. They're doing it for the love of theater itself. No money.
Exactly.
And so then does that mean that most people are they volunteers or, you know, do most of them, have other day jobs, but they do theater on the side?
That's correct. Yep. So that means when you're doing a show, you're literally working your day job, you know, from 9 to 5 or whatever, and then driving straight to the theater and rehearsing until maybe midnight, and then going back to your 9 to 5 the next day. Pretty rough.
That's awesome. Okay. All right. Well, then before the whole, you know, coronavirus thing set in, tell me the original plan, what it was supposed to be, you know, with the Berkshire and everything.
Sure. This was our 20th year of the awards, I think, and we've been doing the ceremony at the Birchmere every year the whole time, and we run on a calendar year, so the shows that are produced from January through December are eligible for awards for that calendar year, and then we get the judges' results in early January and announce the nominations toward the end of January and then have the ceremony in mid-March. And it's, you know, our big drama prom, you know, the Helen Hayes folks call it the same thing. It's our night to all get together and see people we haven't worked with in years and celebrate the community theater achievements and hand out some trophies.
Awesome. All right. So then when about did you guys decide this coronavirus thing hit and everything? When did you decide that, you know what, we're going to have to cancel the actual physical event and just we're going to list the winners online?
We tried to hold on to hope for as long as we could. Everybody did. You know, we, when things started to shut down, the Birchmere actually contacted us as we were starting to talk about what should we do? Should we do something different? Should we postpone? The Birchmere reached out and said, you know, we're starting to cancel events because of the governor's requirements. And they offered us to reschedule. We were originally scheduled for March 23rd, I think, Sondheim's birthday. And, they offered us to reschedule to April 19th. And he said, you know, we've got April 19th open if you want to reschedule for then. I said, I don't think that's far enough in advance, but sure, we'll do that. So we announced that we were postponing to April 19th. And then, you know, as things ramped up and clearly were getting worse, I reached out to the Birchmere and said, you know, we're just going to cancel. It doesn't make sense for us to postpone. I didn't want to put off announcing the winners for too long. People were starting to say, what are we doing? Could we just publish the announcement and get on with it? So we decided, I think it was maybe only a couple of weeks ago. I had actually also considered doing some kind of a Facebook Live reading of the announcements. I was going to have just a few people, maybe some of the nominated lead actors to come to my house, and we would set up a camera and do a Facebook Live kind of a thing. And I was just starting to reach out to actors to see if they were interested in doing that when the governor of Maryland said no more non-essential travel. So we had to give up that idea as well. And at that point, we just published the announcement.
Right, right. Well, like you're saying, I mean, it's good that you didn't want to sit on it too long. All the people work so hard, they want to know the winner. So it's good that you guys at least got it online. And, of course, when this article runs, I think I'm running it Monday, which would be the morning after. You know, it would have been the results of the actual Birchmere show, but
right.
Then we'll have it online. But, you know, winners and everything. So who votes for them? Like, what you know, how do you determine the nominees and the winners?
Sure. So our judges are also volunteers. Each member company, there are 28 29 member companies now. I've lost track. It sort of shifts a little bit every year. We lose one or two, usually because their venue is no longer available or affordable. And we gain one or two a year, so it toggles around 30. Each member company provides 4 volunteer judges. And we have this amazing technical guru who collects at the beginning of each year, with around the late fall, how many shows each company is going to produce, and then there are 4 judges, and puts it all into a randomizing matrix, fancy thing, I don't even know how he does it, to assign 10 judges for each show that each company is doing. And so this past year, there were 101 shows produced, 60 plays and 41 musicals or something like that. And so each judge gets assigned to 10 shows over the course of a calendar year. And these are all over the metropolitan area. So we have member companies as far away as Manassas and Annapolis and Columbia, and Port Tobacco is way down in the southern Maryland panhandle, down south toward the bay. So it's a lot of driving for volunteers to do. And so we have 10 judges per show, and they turn in ballots. We have an online balloting submission system. And then we have one amazing lady who lives out in Manassas who volunteers to be our tabulator. And she receives the email submission of every ballot and enters it all into a database. Thousands and thousands and thousands of scores every year she keeps track of.
Awesome. Now, do you happen to have, I have the list in front of me. Do you have the PDF of the winners in front of you?
No, I don't.
Okay, cool. I will read them really quick then. All right,
sure.
So Second Star Productions got 4 nominations. Aldersgate Church Community Theater had 3 nominations. Annapolis Summer Garden Theater had 9. City of Fairfax Theater Company had 12 nominations. Colonial Players had 12 nominations. Dominion Stage had 15 nominations. Falk Community Theater had 7. Hard Bargain Players had 3 nominations. Little Theater of Alexandria had a whopping 23 nominations. Montgomery Playhouse had 1 nomination. Port Tobacco Players had 20 nominations. Prince William Little Theater had 3 nominations. Providence Players of Fairfax had 13 nominations. Reston Community Players had 25 nominations. Rockville Musical Theater had 10. Silhouette Stages had 18. Silver Spring Stage had 25 nominations. St. Mark's Players had 2. And the Arlington Players had 7. Now, I believe, looking back at that, I think that means Reston Community Players and Silver Spring Stage tied for the most with 25 nominations, and then Dominion Stage wound up winning the most with 7. Any remarks you want to make about Dominion Stage with the most? I don't know if you yourself saw any of those shows, but any comment, and anything you can add on Dominion Stage winning the most?
The show that won, I think, most of their awards, it was called last summer at Bluefish Cove. I didn't see it, but I certainly saw pictures of the set, which was really stunning. It's really interesting to see how things kind of fall out each year. Sometimes we have what we call runaway winners, where the judges are just so excited about a show that they kind of upscore things, and that one particular show ends up sweeping a lot of the categories. This year we were really fortunate that we've been working really hard on our judge training. We actually released some new training materials this year to try to avoid that runaway freight train effect of people just loving a show so much that they just score everything really high and don't really scrutinize each element separately. This year I think it went really well, where there was not a runaway winner, where we had a lot of spread of shows getting nominations and not one big runaway winner.
Right, right. We definitely don't have time to go through all the categories, but let's do the big 2, Outstanding Musical and Outstanding Play. Those are, the best picture equivalents, if you will.
Right, exactly.
Do you have it in front of you? Do you know who, I know you don't have the whole list, but do you remember, tell our listeners who won for Outstanding Musical?
I think it was The Producers. Is that right?
Yep.
At Little Theater of Alexandria.
Yeah, Little Theater of Alexandria, the producers ended up beating Crazy for You, Guys and Dolls, Hairspray, and Cabaret. So, yes, the producers won. Did you happen to see that one?
I did not. LTA has a long history. They're one of the founding members of Watch, and they've got a really big subscription-based, really great facility that they work in. They've got the ability to put on the big shows like The Producers, which, you know, is a show that we would worry about being a runaway and winning all the awards. So I'm really glad they won the top prize, but I'm almost glad that they didn't win all the prizes, because it's frustrating for everybody else. So, but yeah, they do really great work at LTA. I've seen a lot of shows there. I just didn't happen to see that one.
Awesome. And then the other top prize, Outstanding Play, went to Time Stand Still by the Rustin Community Players. Yes. That beat Arsenic and Old Lace last summer at Bluefish Cove, Leaving Iowa, Appropriate, and The Importance of Being Earnest. So anything you can tell us about either Time Stand Still or Rustin Community Players, in general?
Rustin is, again, a founding member of Watch. They've been members since the very beginning, and they are also another one of those big companies with a big base and a great facility. It's more challenging, I think, to put on the top prize shows when you're in a smaller, less well-equipped venue. It's something that we struggle with a lot in community theater, because the support bases are not equal among our members, so it's tougher for the smaller companies to rise to the top. Rustin's Time Stand Still had a very small cast. I believe there were only four people in the cast, and all four of them were nominated for acting awards. So, and again, I saw the set, production photos of the set for that show were unbelievable. The set was just really stunning for that show. The technical elements, the lighting and everything looked like they were really impressive.
Awesome. All right, cool. Well, just before we hop off here, just in closing, why do you think the Watch Awards are a vital part of the community? And I hope you guys don't get to do it in person next year. Hopefully all this will be over by then, but who the hell knows? But anyway, just sort of in closing, what's your guys, vital piece of the theater here?
Sure. Watch's mission is to raise awareness of community theater and support the arts in the smaller communities where we're not the professional level, but we're still contributing to our communities. It's an opportunity for people who want to participate in theater to have an opportunity where their skills are valued and appreciated, and they can learn and grow, and families can participate together and that sort of thing. And it's a vital part of the community for just supporting the arts in general. And I don't think Watch will struggle too much itself. Watch itself doesn't produce things, but we're really worried about a lot of our community theaters being able to get through this time of non-productivity, because, all theaters kind of work paycheck to paycheck, so to speak, ticket sales to ticket sales. So we'll hopefully be able to, all of our companies will be able to come back and produce great theater when we're able to gather again.
Awesome. Yeah, I really hope so too. So before we go, do you have any insight on, I did a big piece a couple weeks ago interviewing, Ford's Theater and Arena Stage, mm-hmm. and Olney Theater and Signature Theater. It was a bigger theater companies in town, about how they were affected by the coronavirus. But you just alluded to it. It's very interesting, that the community theaters have to be hit even harder. I mean, I guess on the one hand, they have day jobs, so it's not affecting, they're not losing their paycheck. But at the same time, money's got to come from somewhere to put on the shows.
Right. It's very interesting time for all of us right now, because I know it's going to be a lot harder. It'll be harder for theater companies that have facilities that they have to pay rent on. If they're trying to maintain a space that has utilities and rent and taxes and that kind of thing, there is going to be an issue with them not having income. But I don't know. Every theater is different. Every theater's situation is different. You know, some of our members don't, you know, they rent the space that they're going to perform in when they only for when they're using it. So if they're not using it, then presumably they don't have to pay the rent. And so that's, it's easier for them. It's the folks that own their own space or rent their own space that are going to have a problem.
Where does the funding come for theaters? Is it mostly, I mean, are there income nonprofits, or is it mostly just privately funded through donations?
It's donations, it's ticket sales. Some theaters do grant work, I think, but mostly it's donations and ticket sales.
All right, cool. Well, hopefully you get back out there again and we get all through this, you know, soon enough, and we can, you know, do the Watch Awards next year. But for now, thanks for talking about the winners here, and we'll get them posted online for you. I believe this is going to run Monday. So thanks for joining us.
Cool. Thanks for having us.